The first worth you have is that you are. Wow. Is that nice to think of? Everybody agrees it's nice to realize that you are? Anybody here doesn't want to be? It's nice that everybody wants to be. It's nice because you already are. Everyone has chosen to be here. So the next time you feel down and discouraged and everything is going wrong, you ask yourself, now why did I choose to be here then? If things are so screwed up and I'm so hopeless and the world is so screwed up, why am I here? Why am I here? To ask yourself that periodically is the basis of wisdom. What is the meaning of my existence? What is the truth of my existence to the degree that I can know it? And then one day comes an understanding, but the understanding is nonverbal. It's just an awareness of how that which could have been is. At the same time, that which is originates that which could be. That it's not a one-way street. It goes in both directions simultaneously. The world offers the gift of life itself via beingness and existence, whereby consciousness is made experiential and thus reified as the ultimate reality out of which arises a capacity for existence awareness. Wow, that is a mouthful. What in the world does that mean? It means we're here to discover the spiritual reality behind our sense of existence and discover that it is the reality of God that has become manifest and that is experienced as the self. So we have the self with a small s, that's the one that we beat ourselves up about, and then there's the self with a large s. The infinite self with a capital S is the source of consciousness itself. Consciousness doesn't identify in and of itself. It does not identify itself as separate or an individual in the first place. It's the introduction of the humanness that makes the mind assume that that which is me. That which is called me. And I've given you the story about the cat. The cat says, who am I? And then you tell them, you're a cat. So you tell the cat what a cat is, and you get the encyclopedia, and you read them all, 4 or 5 pages on the feline animal world, etc. And the cat listens respectfully, and then at the end he says, but that's not who I am. And you say, well, who are you? And the cat says, I'm just me. The thing I like about the story is it crystallizes all of this into sort of a comical story. That what each one of us really experiences is our own experience of experiencing. The only thing you're experiencing is that you're experiencing. What you're experiencing of is irrelevant. Whether you're experiencing your hand here or your hand there or this is a Kleenex box, that's all irrelevant. What's of interest and what's significant in value is that you're experiencing, period. That you are experiencing. So therefore, by reductionism, you can get back to the point that which I am is not different than experiencing. Therefore, that which I am, in reality, is always experiencing. You experienced it that way when I was a kid, you experienced it that way when I was rich, when I was poor, when I was sick, I was well. That which you are experiences your own existence. To experience your own existence. Eventually we say, how do I experience that I experience? How can I know that I know? The spiritual reality of the self is due to the reality of God, experienced as the self, God immanent. So it's because of the self with a capital S that the self with a small s presumes that it is me. It is because of the presence of God within. Were it not for the presence of God within, you would not have consciousness. Without consciousness, you would not know that you are.